This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama says the deal to get Iran to stop developing nuclear weapons does more than anyone else has done before to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon.
We have before us a historic opportunity to pursue a safer, more secure world for our children. It might not come around again in our lifetimes. That's why we're going to seize it today and keep America a beacon of hope, liberty, and leadership for generations to come.
Mr. Obama said without the Iran nuclear deal, the world risks having another war in the most volatile region in the world. Earlier on Saturday, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei made his own comments on the deal, saying it's not a signal of cooperation with the U.S. and its allies on other issues. Saudi Arabia arrested more than 400 people, most of them Saudis, Saturday, with suspected links to the Islamic State militants. Interior Ministry accused those arrested of conducting two suicide bombings in May that killed up to 25 people at Shiite Muslim mosque in the country's oil-rich eastern region. Death toll from a massive car bombing near Baghdad continues to climb, with as many as 130 people dead in that attack claimed by the Islamic State. Authorities are calling the attack, which wounded at least 170 others, the worst such bombing targeting Iraqi civilians in the past decade. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari begins a four-day visit to Washington that will be today. The threat posed by Boko Haram is expected to top the agenda when he meets with President Obama at the White House. U.S. is seeking to expand assistance to Nigeria in fighting the militants who have intensified their attacks since Mr. Buhari took office back in May. This is VOA News. Kenya's Westgate shopping mall in the capital, Nairobi, has reopened nearly 2 years after it became the scene of one of the country's worst terrorist attacks. Members of the Al-Shabaab militant group stormed Westgate Mall on September the 21st in 2013, hurling grenades, opening fire on shoppers and employees. Before the three-day siege ended, 67 people were dead. Olga Ercolano owns a business in that mall.
That day was really tragic. My staff, Caroline, who is a sales girl, she was there that day, and she was lucky to escape alive. But she also doesn't want to go back to those memories, you know. We just want to be positive and just move forward. And I'm really happy that this is all happening and it's opening again. And I'm happy to be back.
Al-Shabaab said the 2013 attack was in retaliation for Kenyan troops' participation in anti-militant activities in neighboring Somalia. Attacks had taken a toll on Kenya's economy and its appeal as a tourist destination. Governors in at least six U.S. states have authorized the arming of personnel at National Guard facilities following Thursday's deadly attack in Chattanooga, Tennessee. On Saturday, the sailor who was wounded at a military support center died, raising the death toll in the attacks to five, including four Marines. VOA's Sharon Bain reporting now from Chattanooga.
As yet, no one knows why Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz, a Kuwaiti-born naturalized American, on Thursday attacked two military facilities here. But some feel that the war the U.S. is fighting against terrorism has reached small-town America. Fear is normal, says Chattanooga Police Chief Fred Fletcher.
There are a number of people in our community that feel in fear of their safety in the aftermath of this. I can tell you that the Chattanooga Police Department, and I personally as their chief of police, are committed to doing whatever we can to help everybody, regardless of their faith or regardless of their circumstances, be and feel safe.
The latest shooting has unnerved people here. For those grieving, the shooting was simply a tragedy they were struggling to understand. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Also here in the U.S., scuffles broke out at a South Carolina state house Saturday after several dozen Ku Klux Klan members protesting the removal of the Confederate flag came face-to-face with African-American activists demonstrating nearby. The flag, viewed by opponents as a historic symbol of racial hatred toward African Americans, was removed from the State House grounds in response to last month's killing of nine African American churchgoers in the city of Charleston. President Obama has called the removal of the Confederate flag from the State House in South Carolina, which was mandated by state lawmakers, as a gesture of goodwill and racial healing. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA. VOA 1. The best music. The best music. Today. Now.
Clarkson, and she won a couple of Grammys for that song. Wiz Khalifa coming up next. See you again 12 weeks at number one. Will it remain at number one? We'll have to wait and see. Here they are, Wiz Khalifa with Charlie Puth on VOA 1.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through. Then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up,
about you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I see you again.
We've come a long way.
Yeah, we came a long way.
From where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll tell you.
When I see you.
Out your way and the vibe is feeling stronger. What's small turn to a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. Not talk about family when family's all that we got. Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
Don't let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you.
Fun. fun.
Should've been us. Could've been a real thing. Now we'll never know for sure. Ooh, we were crazy, but I'm
know you drove me mad. Now and then I pretend that it's you when I close my eyes. You got yours, I got mine, but I wonder where you are tonight.
From Tori Kelly and Should Have Been Us here on VOA 1. Before that, Ariana Grande, Love Me Harder. Ariana Grande has apologized twice, two different videos, for the donut licking incident at Wolfie Donuts located in California. And the donut shop itself, Wolfie's Donuts, apparently will not be pressing charges against Ariana, although she clearly did something that they could claim vandalism. But apparently, the store itself will face a downgrade in its health rating from the health department in California for leaving donuts exposed on the counter like that. They're going down from an A to a B. I'm Larry London. Here's Paramore, Still Into You on VOA 1.
I'm of America.
1975 with Chocolate on VOA1. The hits continue. I'm Larry London. Here's Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding together with I Need Your Love.
I need your love. I need your time. When everything's wrong, you make it right. I feel so high. I come alive. I need to be free with you tonight. I need your love. I need your love.
Yeah. couldn't sleep, could you see? Could you paint me better off? Could you sympathize with my needs? I know you think I need a lot. I started out clean, but I'm jaded. Just falling in.
Inviting you to join me on Facebook, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Coming up next, we've got a combination of artists, Major Lazer, who make up actually three guys, Diplo, Jillionaire, and Walshy Fire, and they are joined by French DJ Snake on this song, Lean On. You've got VOA1.
Yeah.
We're going home. You're listening to VOA 1. The hits continue with Usher and Young Jeezy.
I do it for the ladies, but I gotta keep it hood. Where we at, Polo?
Hey!
I see you, Ron. Yo, Kick, you was right. We just getting started. Yeah, man.
You say you're searching for somebody that'll take you out and do you right.
Time.